Just so you know, what we're about to do is we're going to give you a Mexico trip report. And Vera and I are just going to give you like a little window of, because we were only there for a short time. And then Wayne and Robin will give you the overview of the trip. And so my wife, Vera, is going to go first.
Well, what I felt led to do was to let you know how you participated in this trip by the prophetic words that you gave to us before we left. And I'm glad to see that Jessica is online, because Jessica, one of the things you had a word for us, like almost second time out, second word out, a third word out, and you said you were going to tell us to go speak to somebody or go to somebody, and it would start at the airport. And didn't quite happen in the airport, but it did happen in that first flight. And I happened to sit next to a young woman who had her hands full of rings. She must have had a ring on every finger. And the Lord, it was like the Lord gave me, that's your intro. You know, he gave me the opening line. So at some point I began to ask her about those rings. And in the process, I learned a lot about her. And I was able to encourage her. And she was in the process of moving up to Schenectady, and she's looking for a church in Schenectady. But she actually comes from a kind of a mixed background in, as far as Christianity is concerned. Anyway, a day or two later, we're in a new state we've never been to, and it's, and I keep calling it the wrong thing, but it's called Tequila. And we get to Tequila, and when we arrived, we were going to have hours, almost a full day before the evening meeting. And I was kind of at loss, what do I do with myself? And Robin had encouraged me, because this was going to be where we were at, was these were going to be our host family. They have four kids. And she said, why don't you bring them the Quirkle game? So some of you have played Quirkle at my house. And so anyway, I said, okay, I'm going to take this game out there and see if I can find any kids that'll play with me. Now, you understand we're talking pigeon Spanish and pigeon English, but the nice thing about Quirkle, I've discovered, is that it crosses language barriers. You don't really have to know each other's language to play it. So we played, and we really had a wonderful time. Now, the next day, Pancho's, Joy's husband, was going to be preaching, sharing his testimony at a local rehab, and everybody was going. And I felt like the Lord said, why don't you stay behind and spend some time with your hostess? And so that's what I did, and we got out our cell phones, and we did Google Translate, and we had a wonderful time together. So I really want to say thanks, Jessica, for that word to encourage me to step out in faith. And then the other word had to do with friendship, and it actually, I don't know who started it, but that day Peter had spoken on friendship. And so as a result, I think that kind of inspired people, you know, to give us words about friendship, but they did. And that was the other thing I discovered when I was there, was that I actually have, I really do have some friends in Mexico. And the first of, and three of them actually made the effort to try to see me. And one of them was a young lady named Louisa, and just dearly love Louisa, but and she was going to come visit us at Joy's house, but she got COVID, so we missed out on that little visit. And the next one that came, and they came for the couples event, and this was Nidia. And Nidia is somebody I met many years ago at what they used to call a family camp. And the church, it was the church, I think, out of Topeka somewhere that had this family camp. And I don't know what the events were that day, but somehow she and I end up sitting at a table all by ourselves. Everybody else was somewhere else. And we began to talk, and she had seen my relationship with Paul, and she was curious about it. So I told her how I had given my request to the Lord about what kind of husband I would like to have. And she never forgot that. So she goes home and she does the same thing. And it turns out that just how Paul and I had kind of a rather fast courtship, yes. And we were married like 6 months after the fact. And she had a similar thing happen for her. And her husband-to-be also had written I think it was a poem about what kind of woman he wanted the Lord to give to him. Anyway, so she came and they came to the couple's event. It was so good to see her. And she shared this with them. And I get to meet this husband. But the one that really blew me away was a gal named Jenny. Now, Jenny I met when we were on one of those national trips. And Jenny and I have probably been in constant contact since then because she's gone through one thing after the other. Every time we go to Mexico, I connect with Jenny. This gal took an overnight bus ride to come to wherever we were. I've forgotten now. We were in, with the Heredia, Rosa and Manuel, yeah.
La Panita.
Anyway, and she was only going to come for the day, but fortunately she has a good friend named Danny Heredia, and he said, and so she was allowed to stay, and we did a lot of things together, and a lot of things, and in fact, if she hadn't been with me, I probably would have not gotten any souvenirs, because she helped me slip in some souvenirs. But anyway, I just want to say I really appreciated your prophetic words, and God did answer them, okay?
I'm basically going to do the same thing in that some of these prophetic words were just, when I first heard them, it was just like kind of scratching my head. And Yulin gave a prophetic word about seeing a tent. And it had been interesting for me personally because I had been studying about, you know, the tabernacle of David, which was a tent, right? It's a place where he met the Lord. And she was saying that that was a place where people gathered and they ate and did all these things. So anyway, the first place that I shared, I want to show you a picture. No, go back to the other one. Forget this picture right now. You had the right picture. Now, this is the El Cielo church that was in Puerto de la Lima, but because of the overwhelming presence in a person's house, they moved it across the street in La Puerta. Is it just La Lima? It's just La Lima. Okay. Anyway, this guy, he just used the back of his house and he just built all these things. And believe it or not, that's like a tent. It's these posts that are sticking up and it's just a canopy over top. Now, I want you, Hank, go to the other pictures where the rest of the tents are. No, the other way. No, go forward. Now, this is standing back. They have all these little tents there. And what's really interesting is exactly what she described. It was a place of hospitality. It was a place where they bring in tables and chairs. They either moved them or they just changed the whole thing around. And that's where they fellowshiped. And so to me, that was just really awesome. And that was the place where we gathered. And that's where the people gathered to hear all of us speak. Because that's where they have both their Sunday and Wednesday night services. So I just appreciated that word. And it actually says, the tent is pitched to extend hospitality. And it says, they will be amazed at my love and my mercies, which were extended to Paul and Vera. And she said that twice in the prophetic word. And it was interesting because it was in that place where we gave our testimony of how we came together. and our lives together, and that's where the couples dinner was, and it really opened up our lives to the people, and so that's exactly what happened. So I just want to encourage people in that. Pat McDonald gave us a word about being very busy, and this was the busiest schedule I've ever had in Mexico, ever. We come to one town for one day, or was it just 2 days? I don't know, I think it was a day and a half, and then we travel up here, and then we go from here to here, and then we went from here down to here, and then we went back up here, and then we were just moving around a lot. But it was all very good. And Jessica, she also mentioned something about a rear guard. This was a very, very unique circumstance, that God would protect us and take care of us. We came through customs without any problems, and we get to the final checkpoint, and we had filled out all of our papers, and the lady looks at, she goes, where are you staying? And I said, in San Juan de Abaco. Well, where's the address? I mean, she was really adamant. I said, I don't know. I don't know the address. That's where I'm going. There's a friend. You need an address. You need to fill this out. You need to get an address. And you can't go through. And I'm like, well, maybe I have it in my laptop, right? And so she goes, move over, because we need to move keep the line going, right? So I literally turn around, and there was another booth there that was not occupied. In other words, one of the, what do you call them? Non-inspectors, the immigration people, right? I turn around and I just set my laptop out there and I began to read. And as soon as that happens, a man comes into the booth and he basically is starting his day. And he goes, what's the problem, sir? And I said, well, she says, I need an address. And he says, you don't need an address. And he starts plugging my picture in and doing everything. And then another guy comes over. He must have been a manager. And the manager says, what's the problem? And he says, well, she said she needed an address. And he said, yeah, I think you need an address. He said, no, you don't need an address. You just need where you're going to be. And he goes, are you going to be visiting family? I said, yes, you're fine. And so, like, right in that moment, behind my back, I was covered. It was, and then we got through. Anyway. And that was at the airport also. And Tim and others just, again, shared about friendships, relationships. And you just don't realize what is really going on in the spirit. You go and you visit a while and you come back and you go back and forth. And you really, because you're not there all the time, you really just don't know the value or the strength or the depth of relationships. And yet you go there, and like what happened with Vera, these women were, making the effort to go to see her. And anyway, I want to show you some friends here.
Oh.
There's some. This was in Tequila. We'd never been there. Go back to we have never been there before, and these people just really welcomed us based on a very interesting circumstance. When we were at the last Explosion de Amor, which was about 3 years ago, Danny Ibarria, I was part of some little thing that they were doing, and he calls me up and he says, "Paul Brennan." And, I come up and I sit, and there was like a table of three guys. Now, little did I know that the guy next to Wayne on the left, he remembered that. He remembers that, Paul Brennan. And when Wayne was saying that, my friend's going to be coming next week, his name is Paul Brennan, he goes, "The Paul Brennan?" He says, "Yeah, my friend Paul Brennan." "You mean the Paul Brennan?" And he explains what it was all about. And so here I am coming into a place with this reputation that he doesn't even know me except my name. But it just really just broke the ice in our relationship. He tells the story to the whole congregation before he called me up to preach that day. And Anyway, so that talk about friends. And so now these folks are now our friends. You know, it's just, we live with them. We eat with them. We had struggles trying to talk with them. But anyway, what a good crew. All right, we'll just move on from there. And I want to speak specifically about tequila because Brad gave a specific word about that God was giving us a theme to reconnect to the power. And that God was going to give me a specific word, and I believe that the word he gave me specifically was for this congregation. Now, I knew nothing of this congregation other than that Danny and Ricky Ibarria have been going there for the past 3 years. It's a church that came out of a very, very controlling cult, Christian cult. And now that it's been 3 years and they're just trying to regroup and do all these things. And but the Lord actually gave me a fairly strong word. And I wasn't fearful in bringing it, but yet there was, in the spirit, there was a lot of just like stuff going on that day. And what I shared about the fivefold ministries and how important they are to equip the body of Christ. And I said, I kind of like turned the corner a little bit. I said, but we can really just get so focused in ministry that we can literally miss the kingdom of God. And I shared the scripture that there are going to be some when Jesus comes. And he says, you know, depart from me. And they say, well, but I prophesied in your name. I did all these things in your name. He said, depart from me. I never knew you. And I really sense for this congregation that it was possible that maybe they were just caught up in all these works. And they were literally missing the kingdom of God. And so I felt that that was had to do with the prophetic word that Brad gave. It says he sees where they disconnected from power and they have gone after this or that thing. And that was the prophetic word. And when I think about it, that's exactly what happened. So what I also want to do is there's a picture of a tree there that was painted. And while we were worshiping and while I was sharing the message there, Joy was doing this prophetic art. Now, you guys may have already wanted to share this, but okay. Now, when you look at this picture, it really looks weird because it's like it's out of the ground and it's floating in space, right? But when Joy first started painting this picture, she just drew the roots. And she was like, well, where do we go from here? And then at the very end, she just begins to just put all the, you know, the life of the tree there. And it turns out that when this congregation pulled away from the cult, that there were several people that literally cursed them. It says, your congregation will dry up and wither away, and you will not have the life of the Lord. Oh, did they say that? He said, you guys are a bad tree, and you guys are just going to shrivel up. And so here we were. Right, it was already cut. And so that was kind of like the prophetic picture that Joy already had. There was the stump with no life on it, and yet God was proclaiming that there was going to be life once again. And I felt, now I'm even thinking about it now, that goes right along with the word. They had missed the kingdom, but now when they come to the kingdom and they seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, the life will begin to come forth. So anyway, that was just really neat how the God just, again, he uses the body, like Tim says. It's all part of what we bring down and what he does. It's just really cool. Oh, okay. And the idea of the tree being in the air was the fact that they were in transition. Okay. It was a very interesting picture. Very interesting picture. And I just, let me just see here a couple more things. Crystal gave a very quick word about to be refreshed in his presence, right? And the first, our first visit when we were there to Puerta de la Lima, I was scheduled to share. And I was just kind of agitated. I wasn't fearful. I was just kind of agitated. And so I wasn't thinking of this scripture, but I just said, you know, I have to just take my thoughts captive, because God had called me there for that moment. And I just lift up the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, I just need to turn this over to you. And I actually said in my mind, I said, it'd be really good if someone prayed for me before I went up. And so we go back, you know, we're still worshiping. And then at one point I see Wayne, he turns around, he looks at me and he turns back. And all of a sudden he turns back and he comes over, he lays his hands on me. He says, are you all right? I want to pray for you. So it was like here I came into the Lord's presence and he met my need. And as soon as he prayed for me, it was just like the agitation was gone, and I was able to share at that place. Several of the other words were specific for Vera. And just the last one that Don Rumble shared about, he says that the Lord is both our portion and our cup. And so that means he is the capacity for that which he fills. And so that was just kind of a confirming thing about what the other prophetic words were saying about stepping out in faith and doing this and doing that, and just the confidence that God is my cup and he is my portion. So I just want to thank you guys for releasing us to go. We had a very good time. And so Wayne and Robin, why don't you guys come up now? And there is a bottle of water here on the left that you can use.
Well, I just want to say that it's really encouraging to hear Paul and Vera share, because it's wonderful when they come down too, or when any of you want to come, because this is not, you know, just something that's a Robin and Wayne thing or a Paul and Vera thing. It's a Fountain of Life thing, and we are all invested down there spiritually and in many ways helping them as much as we can, and we're just so grateful for all of you. And I just love how the Holy Spirit works, because we never talked about like what they were going to share, what we were going to share, and what God put on my heart is the same thing that Paul and Vera did, which was to encourage you by talking about the words that you had for us before we left, so you know how God answered those things. And first of all, Paul, Brandon had prayed for our van, and that van would just keep running and just put protection over our van and our travels. And our van did great, praise God. And we only left one little piece of rust in Mexico on the ground. When Wayne closed the door, a piece of rust fell off, and he said, well, I'll just leave that here in Mexico. But we just didn't have any problems with our van, and we're just really grateful for what God did with that. We made it down and back safely. Carmen had a prayer for us, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. In everything, but she mostly, the main word that she mentioned was finances. And God just blessed our finances in so many different creative ways on this trip, and used it in ways that we never could have imagined the situations were gonna come up when we were in Mexico. And I want to just share one of those right now. There's a picture of us, Hank, with Miguel and his two kids. Keep going. Yep. Because it's got Wayne and I in the picture. Keep going. You can wait right there a minute. This is Miguel's two kids. Miguel is a 23-year-old young man that Paul and Vera know because Paul water baptized him a few years ago down in Mexico. And he went off right after that to Cristo Vive, which is a Christian drug rehab place. And he wasn't super successful, I think, the first time around. And he came home and kind of didn't do well and went back. He had been there for 2 more years. And he had just gotten home pretty much when we got there. And these are his two children, Allison and Maximo, Max. And they are precious, precious children. And that's them in their little preschool outfits. And to me, this whole story is amazing. And he is the person that's most on my heart, and I think Wayne too right now. We're praying for him daily. I mean, he got home from Cristo Vive. He's living with his mother, who's, you know, their relationship is sometimes a little difficult. But by a miracle, he got custody of his children. I mean, they were basically just put in his lap by the children's mother, who is a mess. And she's just said, here, you take them. So here he is, freshly home from being away for 2 years. He has no job. He's living with his mother. He now has his two children in his care. And he got himself a job, which was amazing. He got a good job at a place that has potential for stability and for a future. And he's doing well there and likes the work. And so now he was trying to work a work day and then take care of his children the other part of the day, and his mother's also got her work. And so why they're in these clothes is that Joy had God just put on Joy's heart one day, and she said, Mom and Dad, I think we have to help Miguel get his kids into Chewy's preschool, Christian preschool, so that they can be in a positive environment during the day. And while he's working, he knows his kids are safe and they're learning about God and they're getting a nutritious meal and all that stuff. So that was one thing that we were able to help with, along with Joy and along with the church, El Camino in San Juan, their church. We are helping these kids be a part of this preschool. And Miguel and other people in the congregation, as well as his mother, were like so grateful for that help. And so it's still a lot in that culture to have to deal with. And so just please write down the name Miguel in your notebooks or your phones or whatever. And just please pray for him on a daily basis, because he's just such a wonderful guy. And we don't want to see him backtrack with anything. We want to see him. I've just been praying that he would be a man after God's own heart, like David. And he has his kids by a miracle, and he has the chance to show God's love to his children and to show his children what a godly man is like. And I'm just praying that that's what happens. And anyway, so that was Carmen's word about the finances. All right, Teresa had a prayer for us, or had a word, mighty in Jesus, for the pulling down of strongholds. We definitely did some pulling down of strongholds, especially in San Juan. We felt that a lot, maybe in Tequila too, but in San Juan we specifically are always praying. There's so many people addicted to drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. I mean, almost every family is touched by it in some way. Also, Teresa said we would have divine encounters with angels. And I just want you to know that on our travel to Tequila, it's a mountain road that's got a lot of curves and up and down mountains, and it's a highway. Consequently, there's tractor-trailer trucks and all kinds of things on there. And by minutes, just by minutes, we missed a truck accident ahead of us on the mountain road to Tequila. Like, we came upon it, and we were like the second or third car in line. So had we not stopped and gone to the bathroom real quickly or whatever we had done, we would have potentially been in that accident. So I just feel like God's angels really protected us in many times on the road. And as far as, you know, divine encounters with angels in other ways, I'm not sure. Maybe God will keep revealing things. But that was, like, amazing. Teresa also prayed for all our interactions for the gospel to go forth. And I just want to say that we had so many interactions on this trip, like many, 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 many interactions in all areas of life. There was a funeral of someone we all dearly loved there in La Puerta de la Lima. We were all involved in that. Paul and Vera were there for that too. There was baby born, baby dedication, you know, dealing with couples that are, you know, struggling, and we went out and, you know, had time, personal time with them. So all areas of life, the gospel did go forth in all those interactions. Jessica had the word for us about the SWAT team, which I thought was really cool, and each member had their own specific plan and action, but that God would use it all together. And I felt like this was really true with, like, Joy and Pancho, Wayne and I, Paul and Vera, other helpers and people in the churches, people translating for us, young people that were doing things to help Joy with Kids Club. The ladies, you know, Mari and Vicky show up an hour early for church every Sunday to just sweep and mop the floor and the stairs. All those things just work together for the gospel to go forth. And Tim shared about no weapon formed against us will prosper, especially in our thoughts. They will go running. And they did. I'm here to tell you, they did go running. What little things we battled went running. And the thing I'm really grateful for is I noticed something on this trip, and that is last year God did a huge healing work in my heart to get rid of fear in my life. And I remember sharing with you that I had perfect peace through my knee surgery and all that. It was because God took fear out of my life once and for all. I have been plagued with fears my whole life. And I believe that that's one of the reasons why it was very easy for no weapon formed against us will prosper, and why everything went running is there's no fear. They're feeding it. And I'm just so grateful for that, really grateful. Brad shared that we think we are going in weakness and in small, but God says you are going in power. Many have gone to Mexico with their ministries and big names, and we know that to be true. And God will eventually break them. But God says he is pleased that you have allowed him to break you. And it's in the weakness that God says that's where the strength is. And I felt that God is going to open your eyes to some things you haven't seen before in Mexico for both of you. And Robin's going to do that with the women and with people. There will be insight into the people and what God is doing in their lives. And I just want to say we're always aware of our weaknesses and how much we need God when we go on these trips, and how much we need God to speak to us and to lead us. So, in some ways, doing trips like this really does it. I mean, just even at home in our own lives, but trips like this, you're aware. You're very aware of but for God, I can't do anything, you know. As for me, God did this with many people that we, Wayne and I, and that I met with many people personally because of what God was revealing to us. And that was really cool. I'm linking actually Peter's word for us and Brad's together because I think they're very connected for me anyway. Because Peter's word for me was that God was going to give me visions. And I went there feeling like, okay, I got to remember, like, if I'm having a dream and stuff, not to, or a vision, you know, to, like, just remember to just, you know, think about it and stuff like that. And I never had a dream. I had some dreams, and I at night, and I'd wake up and I couldn't stay in the dream no matter how hard I tried. So, like, I couldn't make that word happen that Peter had for me. There was nothing going on in that area. And then not at all. But this is another thing that with Tim's word about things, those thoughts running and fleeing, in the past I would have stressed about that. And I would have said, what am I missing? Am I missing God? Am I blah, blah, blah. I would have analyzed it too much. And in this case, I just said, God, you said you're going to do it. So I'm just waiting for you. And if you don't do it, you don't do it. You know, it's okay. But what really happened for me is that the visions God gave me, I believe, this is what he put on my heart yesterday, were for the urgency. He put such an urgency in my heart to meet with different people. Like, I would be saying to Wayne all the time, we've got to meet with that couple. Even if we just go ourselves and trust God for my Spanish, we have got to meet with that couple because they're having marriage problems. Or we've got to go see that person. We've got to spend time. We got to make time for that person or this couple. And we did that a lot, and we've filled a lot of our hours with things like that. And those were definitely, you know, visions that God put in our heart for these folks. And so that's the way I really feel like God met that one. Claudia shared about the strongholds are falling down. And praise God, you know, we've gone back so many years in a row now that we can really see that little by little the strongholds are falling down. So praise God. Dan said, the Lord has filled us like a reservoir. At the right time, God will draw it out of us. And I just said, thank God for that. We see him do it all the time, even when we feel like the reservoir might be getting low. And Jean said that the Holy Spirit is, this one cracked me up, and at the time I didn't understand it at all, but I really see it now. The Holy Spirit is bringing a contagious, she talked about the contagious plague, which I think meant COVID, that we've been having here in the U.S., and other places, and she said, the Holy Spirit is bringing a contagious plague, and tequila is going to be intoxicated. Well, we certainly brought something different to tequila, different to a church that is coming out of major legalism and control, as Paul said. So they heard a different message for them. And so anyway, that's what I wanted to share, and just, if you could just share a couple more of my pictures. There, I probably had maybe 9 or 10 or 11 pictures all together. Because there's a picture of us with, no, other way. Okay, keep going that way. That's the women's meeting I did at the end. Well, right there, wait. Yes, that's the women's meeting. And this is in San Juan. That lady on the far right in the blue, the lady in the far right in the blue chair behind, she's the one that whose funeral we were at. Her name is Lupita, and she's 50 years old. She's Ramona and Veronica's sister, retarded sister, and she also was epileptic. And she died suddenly one day swimming in the pools. Her whole family was there, these natural pools in La Puerta, and she likes to go underwater. Somebody saw her go underwater, and then somebody realized she wasn't coming up, and they think that she just had a sudden heart attack or something, and God took her home. And actually, it was actually really beautiful, the service for her and all the things that people shared. So, okay, you can keep going, Hank. That's in Tequila, the first time we went before Paul and Vera got there. Wayne preached that time. This is at the funeral. At the funerals there, you sit out all day, and some people sit out all night, you know, and then the next day, usually the funeral is. Oh, this is in Tequila. That's the pastor with Wayne. This is the funeral again. Keep going. Those are all the funeral pictures to give you an idea. Oh, And also on a Sunday, that was on a Sunday morning, so the church just had their service there. That was what we did for the service, was be there for the family and for the funeral. This is when Paul was sharing, and I don't know. There should be another one of Paul. With Paul and Wayne. Paul and Vera. Oh, that was for the couples thing, I think. Yep. And go ahead. Yep. That's the kids' club that Paul and Vera were at in San Juan de Abajo. It's a great fun group. All right, this is Miguel and his daughter Allison and his mother Cynthia. And he's just, I just love him. Anyway, this is Vera with the baby that was born. I told you the baby was born, Mariela and Chava's baby, Asaf for us. And this is Paul with Asaf. And Wayne with Asaf. And this is at the baby dedication with Paul and Vera talking, giving a word to them. And this, stay there a minute. This is really was a highlight for me because Paul and Wayne shared in La Lima about eldership or plurality of leadership and how we do it here at Fountain. And there's been enough foundation laid over the last many years that it was just a joy for me to see these two guys share together back and forth. And the congregation was ready for that message at that time from these two guys. And I just could just, it was like a total joy to realize that God has done stuff and we're at this point. And that might be it. Oh, that's Joy with Allison and Max. Maximo. And this is Chewy, who is the director of the preschool, and she's a gem. And she loves those kids. And this is Armando and Suri, who got married, and we had a marriage checkup with them. We got together with them, and, they're doing well in their marriage and in their business. And that's us with Max and Miguel and Allison. So that's it. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. Aren't we glad we're all here? I am. It's nice to be speaking with you all without a translator. That's really good. Though I probably have to have my thoughts together more. You know, with a translator, you get to delay a little bit. But praise the Lord. This trip for me, and maybe for Robin as well, was a little different in that there was the words that Robin mentioned about not by might, not by power, but by thy spirit. And in our weakness, it talked about our weakness. And this trip, for whatever reason, we had a lot of weakness. We got sick a couple times with head cold and lung issues. I had a big skin issue. Robin had a skin issue going on with some mites. And then I thought I got gout in my big toe, which was very painful. But the one night we had a worship night at San Juan when Paul and Vera was there. And Joy also invited this family that were all musicians, and they came, and the worship time was really, really a wonderful time. It reminds me a lot of what we do here on Friday night, and we just entered into worship, and the Lord spoke to us about different things. And one thing that he spoke to us about was about the picture of when Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, the two blind men you know, was calling out to him, and they were asked to be quiet, and eventually they got to be with Jesus, and the two blind men are coming up, and Jesus said, "What do you want from me?" And, it, you know, to me, and you probably seems pretty obvious, well, I'm blind, you know, what do you think I want? But Jesus asked them anyway, and that's what they answered. Well, we're blind, you know, we have faith, you can heal us, and God did heal them. So the word for us was Jesus asking, he's, what do you want from me? And so Pancho had come to the meeting with about two days maybe of a really sore shoulder and problems with his neck and his one shoulder. And after that word, you know, he's up there with trying to pay the cajon. Next thing you know, he's got it up really high. He's holding it up with that bad shoulder and banging away on the cajon. And God completely healed him from his shoulder. Yeah, and he's dancing around, right? And so when we got home that night, my toe was still as bad as it was when I went, but what came into my mind was all the reasons why this is probably not gout. So I started to go through all the reasons that it wasn't, and God reminded me about the spider bite that I got in the bottom of my foot that had some infection to it, and we treated that the week before. But and then where it was all swollen up in my foot was really just in front of the joint. So it was another reason why I realized that it wasn't gout. So that night after the service, we went to the doctor, and I got some penicillin, and next thing you know, my toe is doing better. So my joke was Pancho got healed and I got wisdom. So it is a joke, but it's also the truth. So praise the Lord that the way God takes care of issues and problems in our life, you know, we have to go with him and not the way we want it, right? But the point is what I wanted to share with that, and it's not to complain about all the problems that we had down there this time, but the point is that we go carrying the gospel of the kingdom with us, and in our it doesn't matter about our physical condition. We all carry the gospel of the kingdom, and within our failings and getting older and different issues that we may have health-wise in our life, we can all bring forth the kingdom with life. And so what we realized through this whole process of being there for a couple of months and being overly tired with all the traveling and the schedule that we were keeping, and at the time we got some rest, then we were sick, and you know on and off with wondering, you know, why are we suffering so much? You know, the bottom line is that our suffering doesn't compare to what Christ has done for us. And that if he allows us to suffer a little bit for him, it's okay. Because he can still accomplish in us what his purposes are. And so what I personally got out of this trip was that to walk and to live by the Spirit is better than life. And our life may be failing in the sense that we go through physical things, and we're getting older and our bodies are getting wore out, which is, you know, all okay, because it's the way it is. It's the way life is. And yet God can come and bring miracles and just give us the strength to do what he's asked us to do. And so I just want to bring a testimony today that God is good. That God is a good father. And we got to speak of who he is as a father while we were there with the different churches. And we got to speak about what foundation we're built on. We're built on the foundation of Christ. He's the chief cornerstone. And so all of these things, when we begin to communicate them, even when we're struggling and even suffering with physical issues in our life. And the one Sunday morning, I had to stand up there with this throbbing toe, and by the time I was done, I could hardly walk back to my seat. See, all of that is okay. All of that is fine, because out of that, he brings forth the purity of his love. And he brings forth how you need to walk in the Spirit and how you get to be led by the Spirit. I marveled at one meeting that I had to go to talk about a difficult situation. And I realized that after how difficult the situation was, And I realized that everything that I did in the meeting was perfect. And it wasn't because I sat down and thought it all through. It wasn't like that at all. It's just that you go to a meeting and Jesus said, don't worry about what you'll say at King's, right? That he'll give you the Spirit. And through the Spirit, you can speak what is right and what is good. And what is needed. And that's what happened in this meeting. And I had been marveling about that and how good that is. Another situation that happened to me like that was when I went to Tequila. Robin got up and introduced us a little bit about where we're from. And when she got done with that, I stood up there and I didn't even go into an introduction who I was, and Danny's over there saying, what is he talking about? And what I started to share was, I'm a man under authority, and I started going through how I'm under authority. I'm sent out, I'm not here on my own, but the church here at the Fountain of Life has sent me out, and then when I come here, I'm a man under authority. I'm under the authority of the church here. And whatever I say, it needs to be measured by them. And if there's a problem, they need to speak to me about it. So I went through this whole introduction about being a man under authority. And Danny's thinking, why is he sharing this? And I found out later that they've had a lot of problems with American preachers coming in and telling them what to do and pushing their weight around. And when I spoke that, they all relaxed. And they were then ready to hear the word of the Lord that he had given us. And so we broke, God gave us that, the breakthrough, the stronghold or the thing that would hold them back from opening up their hearts to us. So the point is all these things that we cannot plan. We do not plan. And God comes and he gives them to you in the moment. And it's because that's how we walk by the Spirit. That's how we are led by the Spirit. And he gives us the words to speak at the right time if we're open to hear from him in our weakness. See, I know that all of you guys have experienced what I'm sharing is because you wake up in the morning and you realize that I want to hear from God. I want to hear what's on your heart today. And you wake up in the morning and you begin to pray and ask the Lord, what do you want me to do today? And your day can be led by the Spirit. And it doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what you're going through, but that your life can be filled with the Spirit. And you can operate in the Spirit in ways that give you the strength that you need. And when you speak the words of God, it's like what Jesus said at the well with the woman. He says, I have food that you do not know about. Because he was doing the will of his Father. And in that, we all have that. We have that food that comes into our life from the Lord that gives us strength, that helps us to walk to the next step and continue with our walk with the Lord. So I want to say that what God is doing down in Mexico, he's doing the same thing here. What he's doing with you, he's doing with them, because it's the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit. And as we give ourselves to the Lord, he gives himself to us. And we begin to operate in the Spirit. And when we do that, it's a wonderful life. It's an exciting life that we live. It's not boring. It's not full of religious practice. It's not just filled with prayers that we quote every day and wonder if God is there. But we speak the words of the Lord and we know that we are being prophetic because he's the one doing the work. So I want to say that he's doing that down in Mexico. I want to tell you that the leadership team in La Penita and in San Juan de Abaco are doing wonderful. We go down there and they need encouragement like we all need encouragement. But they're doing well. They're fighting the good fight and they're persevering through hardships, day-to-day hardships like we all are. But don't give up. Don't give up. Even if you feel you're going through some debilitating sicknesses, which I know some of you are. Don't give up, because God is good. God will complete in you what he has predestined. That's what our scriptures say. That's what God is saying who we are, that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So don't be afraid and don't give up, because God is good. Can we all say that? God is a good Father. God is a good Father. Amen. All right. Thank you for listening to us and taking the time to pray, and for the words that you have given to us that we could go and do a work. We are the hands and feet of Christ when we go. And you, because of that, we are also your hands and feet. Because we are the body, we are the one loaf. And we go and we are broken and given to be food to those around us. We are poured out. We are given to be a drink offering for those around us. In the same way with Mexico, you've all been poured out. You've all been part of the loaf given to them. So thank you. Lord, I just want to thank you again for your love for us. I want to thank you for your purpose that you have given us, that you have not left us alone, but you have given us your Holy Spirit that we can see the power of the Lord living in our weakness. Thank you for that. Lord, be with the churches down in Mexico. Be with the brothers and sisters that are working through their lives and struggling with weaknesses of their own. Lord, I pray that you would give them strength and give them victory over their flesh, over their sins. Give them victory, O God. You have made a way, and we thank you for that. So bless them, we pray. We pray for a blessing upon all our brothers and sisters in Mexico. Thank you for the fountain of life, for it has been a fountain of life to many. Bless us, O Lord. Amen.